State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in New North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner. To just stop doing anything we should care about.
Right.
I'm sorry, I've got the control room in my ear. What's that? Oh, no, turns out the world has kept spinning, and the evildoers are continuing to work their evil. In particular, the dragon.
At the top of the list for evildoers, certainly long term, has got to be China.
China!
Beyond question. They make Putin look like a punk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm fascinated by the whole China thing. I can't stop reading about it. I'm currently reading some stuff from the guy who won the Nobel Prize. I don't know how to pronounce any of these people's names, but he won the Nobel Prize in 2010. He was in prison a bunch of times.
Mm. I think I know the guy.
Probably
you're
remember
about.
The story, but yeah. He has this book of essays that he's written over the years about Tiananmen Square and him going to prison and concentration camps and all this different stuff. And it is an evil country, as evil as anything has ever been, and for some reason they managed to fly under the radar for the last several decades, a lot of it because a bunch of U.S. companies and European companies were making a lot of money off of it and didn't want to highlight the fact that they knew it was an evil country.
Right, right. Yeah, well, and they're very, very smart people who run China, and they understand what we want to hear, we the West. They know how to manipulate us. They get our papers delivered to Tiananmen Square. They're to the what do you call the giant Chinese government complex? Everybody knows the Kremlin. What do you say for China? I don't know either.
It's not 10 Downing Street.
No.
No. What was I going to say to lead into this?
China
scary.
David Bowie's China Grove.
Oh, I don't know. They're a smarter
Doobie Brothers China Grove.
They're a smarter, richer Soviet Union.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What they are.
Yeah.
Listen.
Way smarter and way richer.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of it is they watched what happened with the Soviet Union and learned the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, FBI Director Wray was talking about it yesterday, and let's hear a little bit of it.
I speak of the threat from China, I mean the government of China and the Chinese Communist Party. To understand this threat and how we must act to respond to it, the American people should remember 3 things. First, we need to be clear-eyed about the scope of the Chinese government's ambition. China, the Chinese Communist Party, believes it's in a generational fight to surpass our country in economic and technological leadership. Now, that's sobering enough, but it's waging that fight not through legitimate innovation, not through fair and lawful competition, and not by giving their citizens the freedom of thought and speech and creativity that we treasure here in the United States.
If I could pause for just for a second, I was thinking about this the other day, because I think it was in The Bully of Asia, which Tim Sandifer recommended as the best book on China, and I've been reading that also. And a lot of it is some really deep history on China. Their entire culture of seeing themselves as the center of the world and number one in everything runs so deep. So to say it's a goal to be number one really underplays it in that, you know, goal setting is important. I have goals like I have a goal to eat better. I kind of try. Sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a goal to be a good guitar player, and sometimes I practice and then sometimes I don't. But it's deep within me. It's my being to be a parent. I don't even have to think about it being a goal. It is just what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do every day is around making money for the family, spending this, 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 everything. Everything is of all that.
Good
it
comparison
is,
there.
It
yeah.
is my, it's so much my worldview, I can't even step outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way China is, through and through, of being number one.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they're not, it's an injustice.
Absolutely.
And something to be corrected. Aggressively.
More from the FBI director.
A thought and speech and creativity that we treasure here in the United States. Instead, China is engaged in a whole of state effort to become the world's only superpower by any means necessary. The second thing the American people need to understand is that China uses a diverse range of sophisticated techniques.
You know, I got to stop
everything
there. How am I just hearing this first? The FBI director pointing out China's goal is to be the lone superpower by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap! That's true, by the way. That's absolutely true. But the fact that's being said by the FBI director and doesn't get more attention, that we would be having any conversations today about Confederate statues or whatever, and not that, is holy crap! The second richest country in the world, nuclear power, giant military. Some people in our military now say they're up here with us. We couldn't win a war with them.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal is to be the lone superpower by any means necessary. Well, you got to pay attention to that enemy. Holy crap.
The American people need to understand is that China uses a diverse range of sophisticated techniques, everything from cyber intrusions to corrupting trusted insiders. They've even engaged in outright physical theft, and they've pioneered an expansive approach to stealing innovation through a wide range of actors, including not just Chinese intelligence services, but state-owned enterprises, ostensibly private companies, certain kinds of graduate students and researchers, and a whole variety of other actors working on their behalf. To achieve its goals and surpass America, China recognizes it needs to make leaps in cutting-edge technologies. But the sad fact is that instead of engaging in the hard slog of innovation, China often steals American intellectual property and then uses it to compete against the very American companies it victimized, in effect, cheating twice over. They're targeting research on everything from military equipment to wind turbines to rice and corn seeds. Through its talent recruitment programs, like the so-called Thousand Talents Program, the Chinese government tries to entice scientists to secretly bring our knowledge and innovation back to China, even if that means stealing proprietary information or violating our export controls and conflict of interest rules.
That's the FBI director yesterday. I like when you mentioned ostensibly private companies, because there's no such thing in China, really. We're just at the beginning edge, aren't we, of everybody in the world recognizing this and going into full deep Cold War, where you're either with China or you're with the United States.
I think so. Yeah, people were clinging to hope until pretty recently. We talked about Europe and their being fine with Huawei installing their 5G and being in charge of their communications, which is practically suicidal. I think it was the dying hours of this naive hope that China would come around and start to behave in the community of nations. But I think the number of people who are still clinging to that hope are fewer and fewer. Thank God. And ironically, the COVID thing helped to point that out to everybody.
You have a comment, Sean?
Well, it's interesting that they were aware of, in order to compete on the global stage with America, we need to take giant leaps forward in innovation.
Mm-hmm.
But they cannot innovate because you cannot dictate creativity, right? You can put a gun to someone's head and say, dig a ditch.
Be Steve Jobs.
And they will dig that ditch for fear of their life. But you can't put a gun to someone's head and say, make a better widget. They may not be able to do that. So they had to steal our widgets and then are going to use them against us.
Yeah, and it's not like they have had no innovation or no R&D or anything like that, but they...
Checkers, completely different than our game.
Exactly, the fire drills. But the fact is, they can only allow so much free market incentive and so much freedom before people start to have the feeling that we prayed for generations they would have. That, wait a minute, you know, I don't need to be controlled by the government. You know, I've innovated. I've done something good here. I've built something beautiful. Why are you telling me what to do? But, you know, their control, they're so good at oppression in China.
Well, sure.
If you want to be an oppressive dictator when you grow up, I suggest you study China.
The great thing about a free society for all kinds of different reasons is you get to utilize all of your talent. Everybody, mm-hmm. no matter, you know, what situation you were born into, if you're brilliant and you've got a great idea in whatever, you can make it happen. Well, that doesn't happen in other countries like China.
Right.
So your Steve Jobs ends up living in a hut, you know.
Shaving hair for wig shipments.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and never getting the opportunity. So they have to steal our stuff, but. You know, I was talking yesterday about the when does China move on Taiwan, and historian Neil Ferguson think it's going to happen. If I'm China, I don't, because enough of the world still hasn't woken up to the fact that there's a Cold War going on. I grew up as a kid. If you're old enough, you remember the Cold War. There's a constant threat of World War III nuclear weapons between us and Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. Our movies, songs, books about the horribly frightening war that we're in the middle of, the Cold War. That's not happening right now with China. If China moves on Taiwan, then we do wake up to it. If I'm them, I just continue to try to slide under the radar a little bit. Because as recently as a couple...
As long as you can, sure.
Yeah, because as recently as a couple of months ago, freaking Great Britain was going to allow us to install their cell phone service.
Nice job, Bojo. You dumbass. Sorry, he's just getting over the vid. Why would I call him names? That's really insensitive.
But nobody would have done that in 1970. Great Britain wouldn't have said to the Soviet Union, yeah, you can put in all our telecommunications equipment. That'd be fantastic.
It's laughable.
It is laughable.
Right, yeah, yeah. Donald Trump, don't trust China! One more note. You know what? Why don't I do it after the break? In the same way that I'm a football fan, I hate it, I'm a junkie. I want to get away from the NFL, but I really enjoy the game. You know, you expect Patrick Mahomes to be great. But then one day he comes out, he throws 5 touchdowns and 500 yards, and you just think, I thought I knew how great he was. But, well, in the same way, the parade of dishonesty and bias on NPR this morning really got my attention. It was a 5-touchdown day for them, and I want to give you a couple of examples in a minute or two. Hang on.
Armstrong and Getty. I'm naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens. And there's no way you can feed your dog a healthy diet by giving them dry dog food. Dog food is dead food. Rough Greens is a dog supplement that's loaded with the live nutrients your dog needs for superior health. Go to roughgreens.com today to get your 14-day jumpstart program for just $14.95 and see what a difference real nutrition will make for your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/live. That's ruffgreens.com/live. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at relaxiamood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
David Horowitz, author of Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer. In Blitz, Horowitz warns Antifa wants to stop Trump. Blitz is already a #1 Amazon bestseller. Tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax to find out the real agenda of Antifa. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%. Everyone carries us. DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, UVerse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, Armstrong, and more. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Thanks.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You also need to, you said another example that sports might not happen. Because I'm hopeful, particularly the NBA playoffs, but...
Well, every time they start it up, you either have multiple positive tests eventually, or, like, I just read the San Francisco Giants have shut down their workouts because they can't get enough tests, or they couldn't get the tests back, or something like that, just... a test shortage, and so they just keep running into stumbling blocks, and then two of the stars test positive, and it just all goes to hell, which is not a reason not to try.
No, but I don't see any getting around the NBA. First round, one team, three players, your starting five, test positive. Mm-hmm. Okay, that team's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so what, does the other team forfeit to the next round?
Or? Your three starters test positive, then what do you do for the next game? The other guys who haven't tested positive yet, you let them bump and grind in
no,
the lane?
Or? No. Yeah, that team would have to be out, I think.
What, do you draft all new players? I want them to try. I really do. I want baseball to start. I don't care how many games they play. Just play me some baseball, would you? It's a rocky, rocky road ahead. So I mentioned NPR is just flaming dishonesty and bias, which is getting more and more notable, and why my tax dollars go to support it, I can't imagine. And you know, they threw in a really good twisting of Trump's words about Mexico, but we'll leave that one alone. This is completely un-Trumpy. And this reminds me, this is a tease. They were looking for input from their listeners. And it reminds me of one of the smartest and best things Thomas Sowell has ever said. And that's saying something, because the guy is he is to wisdom what Niagara Falls is to plunging water. He said, if there is not equality of outcomes among people born to the same parents and raised under the same roof, why should equality of outcomes be expected or assumed in a society when conditions are not nearly so comparable?
So incredibly obvious, but overlooked all the time, and just, you know, there's no arguing with that.
No, no, absolutely not. NPR is trying to get input on, they are avowedly socialist at this point, nakedly progressive radio. And the tease for input was, they were talking about the inequity in the economy. And here, this is a direct quote. Did the pre-COVID economy reward some members of your family while failing others? They want to know about economic inequity inside your family. And the way they phrased it, and again, I promise you this quote is 100% correct, is, did the economy reward some members of your family while failing others? And this is one of the things that drives me insane about progressivism. They denied, well, they made you a victim of, quote-unquote, the economy.
Well, it took away all your agency. Right. You have no say in it.
Right. You have no free will. You have no say, ambition, education.
The system affected this person well and this person poorly. They had nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Yeah, it was inequity. The economy did this to you. Did the pre-COVID economy reward some members of your family while failing others? If that thinking takes hold, we are doomed. We might as well give in to China and say, all right, how do you do this now? How many concentration camps we need to ensure everybody falls into line with the great Communist Party?
Well,
that's just astonishing.
Jordan Peterson's always talking about this modern view of things where it eliminates the individual. The individual, you're part of a group. There are no individuals making individual decisions with individual effort and talent.
Right. Your life happens to you. The idea that you should have any control or agency is no. Get in the line.
That's interesting. Hey, back to the sports thing briefly before we run out of time. I came across this yesterday. If sports gets up and running like they're hoping, all four of America's major sports leagues would be in action in September for the first time ever.
Ooh.
Regular season NFL, Major League Baseball games, along with the NBA and NHL playoff action, along with NCAA football, what they're hoping to happen. So America's radio stations are ready to carry more than 5,000 hours of live coverage during the month of September, which would be a record by far.
Oh.
5,000 hours of sports, big-time sports.
Can you imagine how much sports talk radio guys want that? Because they're desperate. They're dying
right now.
What have
they been doing every day?
Interviews and talking about drafts. It's terrible.
There's actually been a couple signings that they've been able to fill some time with.
How much
some
time?
Yeah. Wow, that's rough with no games to talk about.
We've signed Jim Schmedlovich at linebacker if there's ever another game.
And then they cry. They just sob.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. It's time. Businesses are starting to reopen, and we need to support our local economy. We would like to thank our sponsors that supported our station throughout this event. As we move forward, we'd like to remind our listeners to support local businesses and see them thrive again. You can make that happen by dining at your favorite restaurant and shopping at your favorite store. They have been there for us. Now it's time for us to be there for them. Shop local.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere ag and turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Vlado, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
EndFamilyFire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We won't be surprised when they first come down to Orlando if we have some additional players to test positive. What would be most concerning is once players enter this campus and then go through our quarantine period, then if they were to test positive or we would have any positive tests, we would know we would.
Oh, it kind of ate the end. We would have a problem.
Yeah, you would have a problem. That's the commissioner of the NBA. So if they can get them all in there and nobody's got it, sure, I get it. You don't allow the virus in, you can pull it off. But one case gets into it, and he's not going to say it out loud. But you're going to have to call the thing off. There's no way you play it to completion if a case gets in there because it spreads. I mean, you talk about breathing on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Standing side by side, breathing as hard as you can. Yeah, it just won't work.
Yeah, other than NFL linemen, there's no sport that compares with, you know, trading droplets. By the way, San Francisco Giants, who I mentioned earlier, did get their test back. Everybody's negative, so they're back to playing a little pepper, a little bingo, a little round of horn, working out again.
So this, Justin, who knows if it's true or not, but it's too funny not to mention. ABC News, Justin, Trump campaign considers displaying statues at future rallies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is so good. Oh,
bring statues with you to the rallies.
That is so Trumpy.
The late, great Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
You walk up with a great big Thomas Jefferson statue and everybody's
right.
cheering.
Have it on the stage, Washington and Jefferson. And you know what? That's some fabulous political theater, though.
Well, as some anarchist guy I really like, what's his name? I'll think of it.
The Malice guy?
Yeah, Malice. Yeah. He's hilarious. He says Trump is the world's greatest troll.
Yeah.
He makes everybody dance to his tune all the time with trolling like that. It will be discussed in serious tones on cable news channels today on MSNBC. Can you believe this guy?
Well,
he'll do anything. He's the worst.
The Biden campaign, though, will have to comment on it.
Right. Right.
He's putting them in the position of having to comment, which is the great trollery part of it. Unbelievable. So, semi-breaking news. You can keep Brandon in his stall. Brandon, our breaking news donkey. When news breaks, the donkey brays. Anyway, Supreme Court has ruled employers with religious objections can be exempt from Obamacare's birth control mandate. The Little Sisters of the Poor, who've spent millions of dollars on lawyers, I'm sure donated, but finally won that case to the Supreme Court. If you object to birth control or abortion, you can't be forced to finance it through your insurance plan. So that's interesting. We have not been on top of the Supreme Court rulings lately, like we usually have been in years past.
A lot of them didn't trip my trigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's so much going on.
Is it a fair summary, do you think? Because, again, I'm taking my information in through the media, and I don't know whose biases are what. But is it a fair summary to say that, now, guarantee you this is biased? I'm not even going to say it then. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to shut my mouth.
Wow.
Well, if it's just
he
spin,
dipped his toe in, folks.
Why would I want to perpetuate spin? And it's
right.
Obviously spin, so.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking at this. Oh, it's awfully detailed. Yeah. So, anyway. We'll keep an eye. They still have not unleashed a couple of their most potentially controversial rulings that they will issue this week, right?
Plessy versus Ferguson?
No, the one about the president's taxes and finances and stuff like that. They also ruled 7-2 that employment discrimination suits by teachers fired by Catholic elementary schools are barred by, it's a principle called ministerial exception, but the long story short is you can't teach at a Catholic school and say Jesus was a fake and you ought to worship the devil. Okay, you can't be fired for employment discrimination if you are outwardly, clearly anti-religious working for a religious school.
Hmm.
The fact that that had to go to the Supreme Court just shows that, well, we've gone, you know, way too far in the direction of too many laws and not enough justice. So anyway, but we'll do a good roundup for you on Friday, probably everything that's happened soups-wise in the past 2 weeks. Did you hear Chief Justice John Roberts? Was hospitalized last month.
How did they keep that secret?
I don't know. I don't know. But, he took a blow to the head injury in a fall. He was dehydrated.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was Rand Paul's neighbor.
No, no, he appears to be more or less tamed. Yeah, he got dehydrated, fell down, conked his head. The Chief Justice isn't that old a guy either.
No, he's like our age. He got so dehydrated he went down?
Yeah, and, that's what they say.
And was hospitalized. Wow.
He's 65 years old.
Oh, okay.
He's old. Yeah.
He just lived a somewhat better life, apparently, than I did. Is he... Does not look that old.
He looks younger than us, but he's indeed solid decade or more older. Yeah. Well.
No, he's much older than I am, but he looks better, which is troubling.
Yeah, I had a golf buddy who had to be hospitalized for dehydration. He said, I felt perfectly fine, then all of a sudden I was out.
And had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I have a friend who fell and hit his head and died a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what caused
him
to fall.
Great Scott. Robert suffered a seizure in July 07. They don't think this is related. Fell from a dock after experiencing what the court described as a benign idiopathic seizure. That's a fancy pants term that means there was no easily identifiable cause for the seizure.
I think somebody called me that once, a benign idiopath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the shoe fits.
Does it have to be I mean, because we've all had that happen where you just get really dizzy, lightheaded, just for like a second.
Yeah.
You don't know what the heck was that.
Yeah. A little scary.
Yeah. We got this picture. Somebody sent a picture of a high school football team practicing out in the lawn, said, I'm glad you're debating whether the schools should open or not. Here's my local school, high school football team practicing. I'm not exactly sure what's going on that, because I know the local high school to my area. I saw the high school football team practicing a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the skateboard park, and there they were up practicing. And I know they haven't made the decision on whether or not they're going to have classes yet.
Right.
So I guess they're just going forward with the outdoor workouts, hoping that they'll... Would you have a football season if they're doing homes? They're not having classes? I suppose you could. But there's no way you're going to not allow them in class, but allow them to bash into each other and breathe on each other on the football field, are you?
I don't know. I would I'd pay $19.95 or more in pay-per-view to have, whether it's a Doc Fauci and others and some dissenters, just get together and have an intelligent discussion of the pros and cons, the risks and the rewards of having the kids go back to school, as opposed to having it all filter through the utterly biased, inane, dopey, and click-greedy American media. That doesn't care. They don't care about truth. Please, they'd laugh at me for even bringing it up. They just want to get your attention and keep it.
Well, and if you're a young guy and you're really into high school football, I wasn't because I was small. As Steve Earle says, I didn't play because I was a little bit small. But if you're into that, you're hugely into that. And now you've got something to look forward to and to live for and, you know, something that is your identity. Because all that's been taken away from kids. They got nothing to look forward to.
Right.
And it's wearing on them.
That's not good.
It's called being an adult. Welcome.
That's the key. You got to deaden their souls bit by bit, though, Sean. You can't suddenly have them thrust into that world. So final note for the segment. Began talking about Thomas Sowell's fabulous quote about, if there's not equality of outcome among people born of the same parents, raised under the same roof, how can you possibly expect it in a society? Which is utterly irrefutable and elegant logic. I love one of these responses to the tweet. Why are you trying to use logic when so many benefit from insane emotionalism? Yeah. Why are you wasting your time with logic? Nobody has any interest in that. Well said, my bitter friend.
For some reason, I found that really devastating, Sean. You said, welcome to being an adult. Nothing to look forward to. I remember, God, that hitting me. I must have been like 23 or something. Just, I don't know why it hit me all of a sudden. I was at this job I hated, looking out the window and thinking, it was summertime. That's why it hit me so hard. Nothing's going to be different about summer than was different about spring and fall and winter. Because summers were magical.
Yes.
My whole life.
Yes.
Even when I worked, like when I was young, summer was still magical at night.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was just nothing. There's nothing. Nothing's going to be any different now for the rest of my life.
Until forever.
Until I die.
Well, with all due respect to your most excellent whining, and just in case you don't know this, Jack and I are almost exactly the same age. We were born 10 days apart. Until that day when your kids are raised to adulthood, and you truly now are just taking up space on Earth, which is my situation.
You don't know what existential angst is.
Oh, no, I don't have it now. I don't have it now because I'm in the midst of raising kids.
Right.
But prior to having kids, I definitely had that. It's just like, what? What is this?
What am I doing? Yeah.
No, I don't have that at all now. But,
well, I'll always have yelling at idiots.
What is that David Spade line, you know, basically what you said about, you know, it's called being an adult. Yeah, we have a club for that. It's called Everyone. We meet at the bar.
Oh, yeah. That's, that was the great Drew Carey, I believe, from the Drew Carey show. Yeah.
It's called Everyone. We meet at the bar.
So true. So true.
We'll try to finish the show strong. I'm not confident that will happen, but that's what we'll try to do. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-387-9903. 1-800-387-9903. 1-800-387-9903.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $12.99. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Free.
When you're stressed,
you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens. And there's no way you can feed your dog a healthy diet by giving them dry dog food. Dog food is dead food. Rough Greens is a dog supplement that's loaded with the live nutrients your dog needs for superior health. Go to roughgreens.com today to get your 14-day jumpstart program for just $14.95 and see what a difference real nutrition will make for your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/live. That's ruffgreens.com/live.
Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yeah, I still don't think I'm allowed to play basketball. I'm sure baseball is not going to be allowed as well. I know there's a lot of them. I mean, they have, like, everything from, like, jet skiing to, I don't know what all the things are. I read a lot of them, but it's every pretty much physical activity you could possibly do. I'll probably be sticking to football and video games for a while now.
Everything you're not allowed to do in your contract, from Patrick Mahomes, who just signed the biggest contract in the history of American sports. I would like to see a list adjusted for inflation. They never adjust for inflation, right, which makes all these lists meaningless.
Well, and baseball is vastly different than football because baseball guarantees the money, like to a pitcher. You're going to get that money, even if you suck.
And
I can cite several examples.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Barry Zito.
He bounced back a little bit in the playoffs. Poor Barry. He's a nice fella, too. Why? What sort of cruel streak runs through you that you'd kick that poor guy years after he retired? Barry, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm sure with his $100 million, he'll be okay.
Prime Zito curveball was one of the more interesting things I'd ever seen a baseball do.
Oh, yeah. When he was hot, he could make the ball dance like a wiffle ball.
What cooled him off? He didn't want it anymore?
Clearly.
I don't know, or his elbow hurt. I don't know, it's tough. It's tough to hold up, and it's a tough thing to do.
You mentioned Thomas Sowell a little bit ago. If you don't know Thomas Sowell's act, just Google his name, go to his Twitter account, whatever.
S-O-W-E-L-L. He is absolutely one of my very few intellectual heroes.
Yeah, African-American. He's 90 years old.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Went to the Chicago School of Economics, and he's part of the whole Stanford Hoover thing. And he's brilliant. And I mention he's black because it factors into a lot of his most famous quotes and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy who grew up black starting in the 30s, he's got to have a pretty good idea about what racism is.
You're right.
Not the 2020 version of it, the 1930 version of it.
And what sort of philosophies and practices yield success and happiness, and which yield misery and dependence.
And I was just going to go through his last like five tweets. His tweets are better than mine. My tweet is going to be, look at this giant piece of cake I'm about to eat. That's my tweet.
He doesn't actually tweet these. It's his quotes, which are being tweeted.
But my tweets are still, look at the giant piece of cake I'm going to eat.
There's a contrast there, yes.
Equal opportunity policies are against racism. Affirmative action is racism under new management, which is a good one.
Mm.
I like this one from yesterday. Abraham Lincoln once asked an audience how many legs a dog has if you count the tail as a leg. When they answered five, Lincoln told them that the answer is four. The fact that you called the tail a leg does not make it a leg.
I feel like I was tricked in this question, Abe.
That is so good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really good. That would be like the calling an unwanted comment sexual assault does not make it sexual assault.
Right. Calling support for the free market racism does not make it racism.
This is a good one from 2 days ago. Any politician of any race or party who fights against charter schools that give many black youngsters their one shot at a decent life does not deserve the vote of anybody who really believes that black lives matter. That's a powerful one there.
That's fantastic. No, you got to keep those kids trapped in that crappy school.
What multiculturalism boils down to is that you can praise any culture in the world except Western culture, and you cannot blame any culture in the world except Western culture. Also pretty good.
incredible clarity and brevity. Yeah, Sowell's an unbelievable intellect and wise man, the rest of it.
And this fits in with the stuff you say all the time. Socialism in general has a record of failure so blatant that only an intellectual could ignore or evade it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yep. You know, if you did that for the next hour, well, the show's over practically, but
yeah, we'd all be better for it.
I would love it, and we'd all be better for it. If Thomas Sowell weren't 90 years old and had zero interest in the gig, I'd say we should have him fill in for us.
I wish I were smarter. I think that a lot. I just wish I were smarter. I know the listeners wish that. I know my kids wish that. My
parents, wish I had bigger hands.
My parents certainly, that's your wish.
Yeah. Then I could really play the guitar. Big Chuck Berry hands. Dude could play, you know, a note on the first fret and another one on the 17th. It's just ridiculous. I have these stubby little hands. I play like I have oves. Anyway, you'd like to be smarter.
I would.
Well, me too.
You can't make yourself.
I'd like you to be smarter.
You can't.
No, I'd like me to be smarter.
You can't make yourself smarter, though.
Not by wishing.
No, you can. You can make yourself more educated, though. Intelligence,
yeah,
as we understand it. Not, no. Don't be negative there, Jack boy.
But you got to be able to remember it and apply it.
Well, there's that.
See?
Well, dummy. It's like a computer. You got your chip, and then you got your software, your data, your you don't got such a great chip. Get more data.
I'm running a 486 over here.
Oh, boy. That's not, that's not good.
Final thoughts with Angie.
Yes.
I love the soft hits of the 70s. That's what I'll be listening to on the drive home today.
You know, I was riding along listening to the 70s station the other day. I heard a Leo Sayer chestnut.
Yes!
You make me feel like dancing.
Yep, going to dance the night away. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
How about a final thought from everybody? There he is in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought?
Yeah, I love the idea of Trump bringing statues to his rallies. I want him to have conversations with them. Hey, Thomas Jefferson, what do you think of the economy?
Maybe you can't. Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, Positive Sean, your final thought?
I think I'm going to spend some time reading some Thomas Sowell quotes today. I feel like I'm underexposed to his thoughts. I'm going to do a little digging on that.
One of the best things you could possibly read to clarify your own thoughts and understand that people who think differently from you are not your enemy is the first chapter of his book, A Conflict of Visions. It's brilliant. Jack, final thought for us.
It's not like reading the Hardy Boys, though. It is not.
Each sentence is chewy.
Get yourself a stiff cup of tea, put your cat on your lap, and, realize you're setting in for an afternoon of reading right there.
I have no cat.
That's my final thought. I wish I were smarter.
All right, you know what? I'm going to cede my final thought to Thomas Sowell. When you consider what an enormous windfall gain it is to be born in America, it is painful to hear some people complain bitterly that someone else got a bigger windfall gain than they did.
Hmm. That is the best thing that happened to you if you're born in America.
How about one more, as long as we have the time? Anyone who wants reparations based on history will have to gerrymander history very carefully. Otherwise, practically everybody would owe reparations to practically everybody else. We have a winner.
That's pretty good. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of our podcasts are there. You can download them for free because we're stupid. We've got great swag, T-shirts and coffee mugs and all sorts of stuff that helps pay the guys. And you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If there's something we ought to be talking about or you have a thought you'd like to share, send it along. Appreciate it. Keep it short if you can.
Oh, my God, I just saw that there's going to be the Bachelor Senior Citizen. We got to talk about that tomorrow. See you then. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
You're coming close to me. You're coming close
to me. Back off!
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.